This is Scott Becker with the Becker Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by a brilliant physician leader who's also an author, Dr. Julie Way. And I turn to Julie myself for advice on different things, just a brilliant leader and a terrific person. Dr. Way, can you take a moment and introduce yourself and then maybe talk to the audience a little bit about your latest book and what drove you to write it?
Hey, Scott. So good to talk to you again. Thanks so much for having me. Yes, I'm Julie Way, a pediatric otolaryngologist or ear, nose, throat specialist and surgeon just for kids. I tell people I'm a snot doctor. I'm a professor of otolaryngology, faculty of PZNT at Cincinnati Children's Hospital Medical Center, but I actually work at Akron Children's in Northeast Ohio as our division chief and endowed chair. So, you know, what's cool is I'm representing a unique collaboration between two great children's hospitals that are geographically 3 hours apart with the mission to increase access and complexity of care so the kids can get the best care and the families can do so close to home. And thanks for mentioning my book. I'm a passionate advocate for physician and trainee safety well-being, and the new book that just came out last month focuses on a novel checklist approach to hopefully empower, you know, trainees and doctors to create safety for themselves in all the areas we face risks that I think are very unique. So thanks so much also for endorsing my book.
And tell us about the book. Tell us the exact title of the book and tell us what drove you to write this book.
Yeah, thanks. The title is called Safeguarding Physician Well-Being, Using Checklists to Create Psychological, Professional, and Personal Safety. The truth is, it's been 12 years since after I first figured out I was in high degree of burnout. I didn't know what was happening to me. And I'm grateful that I'm here today, right? Instead of taking some negative action. I think there's just a lot of suffering in the past and the cost of devoting your life to medicine and surgery and serving others that just now is, you know, commonplace conversation, but wasn't back then. What inspired me to write the book, just going through the pandemic, as I am invited to do podcasts and write articles, it was very clear to me that despite the progress we've made, hospital systems having chief wellness officers, a lot of programs, right, wellness programs, yoga, self-care, that fundamentally there's a gap in what I've experienced and what we're not doing. And that's where I was inspired when I think about being a surgeon, having been surgeon in chief, looking at patient safety. We use checklists. The book by Dr. Atul Gawande was amazing, right? Checklist manifesto. Then I realized, why can't we turn these checklists just like the aviation industry? You know, we're doing them in surgery so we don't amputate the wrong leg and do the wrong site surgery. Why don't I put all my energy and what I've endured and learned in a checklist approach that covers financial well-being? What happens when you're sued, right? Litigation, mental health, I mean, infertility, surgical ergonomic injury. So then every chapter is a domain of your life that hopefully, you know, there are actions you can take. Yeah.
And talk a little bit about, Dr. Way, what you're most excited about and focused on this year?
This year, I will say my colleagues and I across the country in PZNT and you know, otherwise, there's just unprecedented demand for patient access and surgical care. And that's across the country. Something happened with the pandemic, right? Volumes went down and now we're surpassed our pre-pandemic volume. So in my role, I'm excited to lead my team to execute the strategic priorities for my leaders in our hospital, right? To increase access so that, you know, it's kind of tough when a kid has ear infections, you finally get an appointment because you waited 3-4 months and you're told your kid needs ear tubes, right? 5-10 minute procedure. But by the way, the next available is 4 to 6 months. I mean, this is terrible. So I'm very proud to also represent this new initiative of two huge pediatric health systems.
Well, fantastic. And you've had this fascinating career and you're a prolific author and thinker. What advice would you give to other emerging leaders or physician leaders?
Oh, that's a great question, Scott. you know, as I continue to travel the country, honored with invited speakership or participate in whatever it is, I keep hearing the feedback and I see there's still a gap. So I think my advice to those in the C-suite and who have influence, don't take your people for granted. There's much more competition for the healthcare workforce than ever before, right? Everything, inflation, cost of living. Even though we use market analysis benchmark, frankly, yeah, that just may not be helpful and reflect what the challenges are in your city and region. I think that for those doctors, nurses, advanced practitioners, work-life integration matters more than ever before, right? So we really have to address trauma we endure when we take care of other humans as a career, and just make sure that that's a priority as we execute business strategies and focus on financial margins, which I know is a necessity.
Thank you very much. Dr. Wake, could you tell us again the title of the book so our listeners can find the book if they'd like to?
Oh, absolutely. It's called Safeguarding Physician Wellbeing Using Checklists for Personal, Professional, and Psychological Safety. And you will find it on Amazon. You'll find it on Routledge, who is my publisher, Barnes & Nobles. Pretty much, you just please type it in. I hope it brings significant support to anybody who's listening and their entire team.
Dr. Wei, thank you as always for joining us. It's always great to speak to you. Thank you so much for joining us.
No, thanks for all that you're doing. Thanks for the chance to be here.